Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Larry.
It's good to have you with us tonight. Good to have all of our friends and loved ones tonight. For another Read the Word. Welcome. Tonight, we're going to be reading in Hebrews chapter 1 through 6. And we invite you to join in. Have your Bibles. This is going to be a good one. The book of Hebrews is an amazing book. And you want to make sure that you're a part of this program with us. This is a Read the Word program. So this isn't a preaching program. This is where we are reading through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, chronologic, finding the truth and listening to them all together. And so, welcome to be a part of it. If you will, hold your Bible up. We'll make our confession tonight. And we'll get right into the Word of God. Say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am. Because He is the great I am.
I receive the Word of God.
I receive the Word of God and plant this Word as a seed in the good soil of my heart,
producing
100-fold return and more, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Now, the book of Hebrews, by the prophets, and to us, by the Son, who our joint prayers with Jesus. Let that revelation sink down in your heart. Jesus is heir of everything, and we are joint heirs with him. Everything. Welcome, Roger. Welcome, Roger. Love you guys.
Joint verse number three with
Jesus being the bright of his glory and the treasure of his person,
we
upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than the angels. Thank God for angels, but Jesus has a better name. I want you to take your pen out. Now, why in this circle the word is in there? He himself purged our sins. That's more than once. That's purged. Often forever. Verse 5. For to which of the angels did he ever say, you're my son? And again, I will be your father and you shall be your son. But when he went forth into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And for the angels, he says, he makes his angels spirits. In this time of the writing of Hebrews, there was much angel worship going on, and so the Holy Spirit is dealing with that, and dealing with the fact that Jesus is Lord over it all. Right. But to the Son, he promised us, Galatians 1:5, for he is the Son of God. And your companions, verse 10. You were in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens by the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will grow old like a garment, like a cloak. But what You've crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the work of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. Now, when you go through this, all of those pronouns are not capitalized. These verses are talking about you and me, not Jesus. God and put this earth under our feet, Genesis chapter 1. In that he put all things under subjection under him. He, God, left nothing and that under subjection under him. But now we do not see. We do not yet see all things but under him. As you can see, there's a bunch of wickedness. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. He made the earth as a man. The suffering of death, the health of glory and honor. That he, by the grace of God, might face death for everyone. And I don't have to face death because of Jesus. Verse 10. Whoever is fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom all things are, in bringing with his sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Who's the captain? Jesus. Who's the sons? Through me. For both being sanctified and those who are being sanctified are all of one. Which is not saying, call them brethren, meaning our Lord, but also our brother. First of all, I will declare the name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will say praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And the children of God we belong to God. We belong to Jesus. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. I want to preach so much, but I got to keep preaching. 14. It is us that is the children of partaking of flesh and blood. He did this himself likewise here in the faith. He turned us, might destroy him who had the power of death, and is the devil. And so what was subject to bondage? What was the fear of death by falling, by swimming, by water, by air, by whatever, by not only are heirs and joint heirs, we're actually the house. We're actually the temple. Verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. In the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me and tried me, and they saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath. Well, remember over here in chapter 2, it says, how will we escape if we neglect this great salvation? God isn't requiring all of us to know every verse in the Bible. What he requires of us is that each day we are chasing after him. And we are growing and developing. Nobody can judge your growth. You, the only ones who have permission to judge your growth, you and Jesus. Now, join yourself to somebody, submit yourself to an organization, organizational structure. You're going to have to give an account to those people. But only Jesus is the one you got to give an account to those people. That's pretty powerful. Verse 12. Beware, brethren, lest there be an enemy of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. God called it an evil heart of unbelief to depart from God. So watch. Exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest in it you be hardened for the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. You don't have to have an intelligent degree. You don't have to be a high intellectual. You've got to hold faith in your heart to the end. And that it speaks to those mountains. Look, remember what Jesus brought us. To him who has revelation. More revelation. In him, who doesn't ever get revelation and doesn't care about it, even what he has will be taken away. By the devil, because the devil will come with persecution and affliction, and he'll take away the faith that's in your heart. Well, Pastor, I didn't even think anybody could do that. Well, nobody can do it unless you surrender it. And you stop fighting. So fight. 14. We have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence that has to be while it's not. His voice. Do not harden your heart as our forefathers did in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all came out of Egypt led by Moses? So with whom was he angry 40 years? But then not with those who sinned, whose corpse fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter his rest? But to those who did not obey. So we see that they could not enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. Now listen, there's a big difference between you and I fighting to get into our promised land every day and just sitting down and saying, oh, well, whatever. If I make it, I do it. If I don't, I don't. No. God conceals the revelation of the Word of God so that we will chase after the revelation and seek it out. You can do it on purpose. But it's about desire. He's not hiding it from you. He's not hiding it from you. He's hiding it for you. But he requires that you and I begin to seek it out. There's no thing. Nobody can judge your only God knows whether you're seeking him. Chapter 4, verse 1. How much time have I got, love?
Oh, my goodness.
25, all right.
You're only at 20 minutes, yeah.
All right, thank you. Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, every one of these chapters begins with something like therefore, for, or having said this. This is a promise remains of entering into his rest.
Living, and
Let's read 12 and 13. We'll finish.
Yeah,
for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. There is no creature hidden from its sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. God's watching what you do every night. It's recorded in your book. It's not under the blood of God, let us hold fast our confession of faith. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, and yet without sin, as one made him faithful. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's why that is in the communion prayer for the high priest. For everyone taken from a woman, it's appointed for men, and thanks pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for men. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant, and going to say that he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he has rejected, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for men. Verse 5. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest. But it was he, God, who said to him, you are my son. Today I have begotten. Verse 6. As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever according to the of Melchizedek. Who in the days of his flesh, he offered up prayers and cries and tears. He never was able to say it from them and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was the son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Remember, God's, you're going to learn from the things you suffer, but it's not going to be sickness, disease, lack, death, poverty. Not at all the curse. When you suffer, it'll be he learned obedience to the things that he suffered as he was righteous. 9. Having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Called by God as a high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say, since you have become so appearing. It's not the preacher's fault when a person becomes dull of hearing. It's because they've begun to shut their ears. That's a little kid say, nah, I can't hear you. And I see. Don't run from God, run to him. Don't run from the word, run to it. Don't run from reading your Bible, run to it. Turn off the garbage. Turn off the cell phone and the social media and all that. Wicked, perverse names and stuff. And even some of the great shows. Turn it off. Why? This leads you astray. This way, and it's become an idol to you. And it'll begin to cause you to harden your heart. Well, let's see. 12. But no, by this time, you ought to be teachers. This is for all of us. But no, by this time, you ought to be teachers. You yourself need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to be milk. Everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. For he is still a baby. Solid food belongs to those who are full age. As those who by reason of use have their strength and strength. Both good and evil. Think about this. The Holy Spirit actually is saying, you ought to be a teacher right now, but because you've allowed all of hearing to come in, you can't teach, and you need someone to actually teach you again. Well, there's only one anecdote to that, and that is you and I, you get the Bible out and you get the notebook out and you begin to write those verses out in your notebook and your notepad and your phone. I can do that whole thing until they get down in here at Revelation. Nobody on the earth has ever received Revelation any other way than through this book getting into your heart. Chapter 6, the peril of not progressing. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. New doctrines, dead works, toward God, foundation of repentance, that's actually 3. Doctrine of baptism, and how to resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. 7, of ancient doctrine that the Holy Spirit is teaching to us. It's the very foundation of what we need to know. If you don't know it, go to your pastor and say, teach this again. So that I can get it. Let's keep reading. If I want to stay in free, don't worry. Verse 4. It is impossible for those who once were enlightened, have tasted the heavenly gift, 2. Have become partakers of the Holy Spirit. Tasted the good word of God, 4. And the powers of changing of 5 things that you have done in order for these verses to be seen. 5 says, fall away to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again to themselves the Son of God and put him to an open chain. There's a lot of people you've not blasphemed the Holy Spirit. You just had all of hell hit on your doorstep. And you're not all of hell. You just had warfare happen to you. And you failed in your flesh. You may have failed in your focus. But there's one thing to have it failed in. And it's probably it's got all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Verse 5. The earth, or 7, I mean. The earth, speaks in the rain that often comes upon it. And there's earth, blessing from God. The earth does by the rain, keep the blessing from God. But if there are storms and briars, it is rejected. And near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. What is the Holy Spirit saying to us? He's saying, grow in God, and they'll stop growing. There's some periods of your life, guys. There's some periods of your life that it's no problem to grow. And then there's other periods of your life when it takes every ounce of strength to grow. Just be faithful in the most. Yourself in the mirror today. One thing about it, we're growing. The teacher ahead and I have a statement we make all the time. We're passing this test by colors. Why? Because faith works by love. And we are working in love. And we will pass this test by colors. Jesus, by the name. First, number 9. The love better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. So we speak in this manner. Your labor of love which you've shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and you ministered. I've been saying that over every one of you for this whole year. God is wanting to reward you for being faithful. Well, of course, something that happens, the enemy's going to hit you with everything he can to cause you to stop being faithful because he doesn't want you to have that reward. That's what he loses. He can't stop your reward. He can't stop it. We desire that each of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. takes those faith and patience inherit the promise. That's an assignment. That's a command. Imitate. 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, patiently endured, he obtained the promise of God. For men, it means swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all disputes. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise that you and me, the immutability of his counsel, it does not change, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable, unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold of the hope set before us. 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And now, let's circle the wagons here. And we'll finish with the prayer of salvation. Highly exalted above everything. And he came to this earth. In heaven he was the Word. On earth he's Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. What we just celebrated yesterday. Now that he defeated hell, he's not only the faithful high priest who paid every bit of his blood, he's also the sacrificial lamb. He's also the head of the church. He's also the head of the body of Christ. He has also been highly exalted above every name and every name. And he lives in you and me, leading us from the inside out. This is the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. Find out who Jesus is. I encourage you, put all that junk away. And don't glorify him. Have a pastor. If I don't do that, then I get all freaked out. Get out about this. You don't know the Bible unless you want to. But you're not ever going to learn the Bible until you start studying the Bible. But I encourage you in Jesus to study the Word of God. And all of this, Jesus, the high priest, don't harden your heart. Enter in. There's a promise that remains for our rest. The Word of God says to enter boldly to the throne room of God. I didn't say that. Mark Barkley didn't say that. God Almighty by the Holy Spirit said that. Enter into his throne room boldly. That's all I got to say. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, pray this. Get saved, pray the prayer. Come forward, you know. Answer the call. There's all kinds of things that people say. But it's all the same. Your spirit, man, must be born again. That's what died when Adam sinned. You pray this prayer with us. God, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, are you ready, Ryan?
I'm ready.
Brother Dan, Sister Audrey, you guys can play with us if you'd like. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I go.
When I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish.
Now we're going to make a bold statement. Take it with us. Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day
just for me. I receive you into my life. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life. With all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the Word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Zoom. Who knows? I'm sure somebody did during the pandemic. And
you, which is why they thank you. Send me an email. It's right down there in the notes. Tell me your story. Ask me a question. Give me some answers. Honest.
Sam.
We'll be glad to be a blessing.
Shut up.
Any way that we can. So we can do it. This is what we have to say. Those of you on YouTube, we love you. Brother Roger, this is Sunday. Anybody else over there?
Others, yes. Roger and Sunday that we know by name.
All of our others, we love you. The greatest people in the Bible are the people called by you that we never know their name. And they'll have some of the greatest blessings that heaven's ever given out. They still even don't know what he did their name. We love you. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Come join us on Zoom.